Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
All right, welcome in, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ on this Thursday morning. A little cool out there. Nice. It's going to be a beautiful day, though. Sun's going to come out. We'll be in the mid 50s to higher 50s. That's going to be totally, totally sweet on this February day as we head into the Super Bowl. We've got a lot of local stuff to talk about, though. And our local team is not in the Super Bowl this year, Lance. So I just wanted to make
sure. NBA championships, I don't think.
I don't believe they're going to be an NBA championship contender.
They continue to drift away from championship contention.
Well, but they will be a World Series contender. That we think. We got a nice long interview with Dana Brown from Brian McTaggart that we will talk about a little bit later in the show. We start with up by one with the ball with under 2 seconds left. What were the odds that the Rockets lose that game at that point? Ball in hand, less than two seconds left.
I mean, it has to be
99.9?
Yeah. I mean, it has to be. The only way you could lose that is to really, here's what I would think. You'd have to throw it away and then foul the guy. And you didn't even do that. You just threw it away.
Right.
And they called timeout. So they got the ball advanced to half court, and then they threw it in, and then you fouled them. So it's almost impossible to lose a game. It's almost impossible. I remember Daryl Morey used to have this formula. He would talk about, typically it was minutes, and so if you were up by, I think it was times two. If you were up by 10 points with 5 minutes, your percentage of winning was like over 80%.
Well, you don't need that. All you need is to be live gambling on a game.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, well, they'll turn that off late in games because of stuff like this.
Well, right.
Because if you would have fired on, you know, Sacramento, you would have won a ton. So they don't even let you do the last minute or so.
Right.
But it was unbelievable. The Rockets are up. The Rockets at one point had like a 5-point lead. Then the Rockets, and there was some, man, it was challenges. Everyone's using their challenges, so there's no challenges at the end of a game. No one had any challenges left because they had been all using their challenges the last 2 minutes of the game. And unsuccessfully, too, by the way.
Now, no, in the last 2 minutes, doesn't it have to be a referee challenge?
Well, teams can challenge. The ref challenge, so the Rockets, there was a foul call, but they cannot review if it's foul or not. They can only review if time was remaining when De'Aaron Fox took his shot. Eric Gordon fouled, and he did. I argued against it, but when you see the back angle, he caught him on the hip. At first, I thought from the angle I'd been seeing that he barely grazed the right foot. Now, that is a call that technically he fouled him. A lot of times that'll be let go.
And they doubled down afterwards and said, oh, no, it was definitely a foul.
Okay, but if you're in the paint, how much do they let go? That same contact is not called a foul in the paint.
No.
Ever.
No.
Not the end of a game.
Well, it shouldn't have been called a foul.
And then they let the foul go with LeBron James, but then they call this? LeBron or Jordan? Who do you got?
So a coach can challenge these types of plays. Personal foul calls made against his team, out-of-bound calls,
right.
Goaltending / basket interference calls.
Right.
So
but they had no challenge left. They had already used it.
Right. They had no challenge left.
Neither teams had challenges left for things they would want to challenge because they had already used them. I wouldn't say frivolously, but...
Well, when you need it at the end of the game like that, and that changes the game. However, the referees, I don't know that they would have overturned it.
They wouldn't have overturned it.
They probably wouldn't have overturned it. No, because they don't want to look. They don't want to look bad.
Well, but they could see. They could see enough that Eric Gordon. There's a back view where you see Eric Gordon's hip.
Yeah.
Break. There's a little bit of movement on De'Aaron Fox's hip. Now, once again, I'm kind of a believer that you swallow the whistle on that.
Yeah.
I just don't think you call that. You don't decide a game where it's 1.2 and you give a guy 3 free throws. I just don't think that's how you. I don't think that's how you run the game.
Yep.
You don't do it. You know, you don't do it when it's in the paint, but you're going to do it there. I don't think it threw off his shot either. That's just me. I didn't think it threw off his shot. But the trade deadline is today. We'll see if Eric Gordon is part of that. Eric Gordon to even be close to De'Aaron Fox there is just ridiculous. The bad pass from Alperen Şengün deserves a scorn. He threw an inbounds pass that was just the one before it was great. But there was a foul and they were not in a bonus. So they had to throw another inbounds pass. This one was just a lollipop. It was just a lollipop that was stolen.
It was just ridiculous. And the Rockets actually improved yesterday. Despite the loss, The Rockets got better yesterday.
How did they get better, John?
They got better because the Nets got worse. I believe the Nets got worse. Now, this is a lot to give up for Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, Jay Crowder, 4 first-round picks. A 2028 pick swap for Durant and TJ Warren.
That's a ton.
That's a ton.
At least it sounds like a lot.
Listen, and Bridges is a good player.
Bridges, so is Cam Thomas.
Yeah.
Cam Thomas has been going nuts lately.
Oh, no, this is Cam Johnson. Cam Thomas plays for the Nets.
No yeah. way. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Cam, this is Cam Johnson.
I like Cam Thomas, too, actually, though.
Cam Johnson, I'm sorry.
I like Cam Johnson, too. Yeah. Cam Johnson, while last year when was it? Booker or CP3 was out, stepped up. He's not bad. Cam Johnson's not bad. He can get you some points. He can handle.
In the playoffs, he had a big game.
He had some big games in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But it was very hit or miss in the playoffs. But he did have some big games in the playoffs.
Yep.
Yeah, he's more, not Cam Thomas. Cam Johnson's more of a, in football we call him a 6.1. He's more of a below average starter to really good guy off the bench.
Yeah.
That's who you want right there. But Mikal Bridges is a good player. The 4 firsts, we'll see what that means. You know, we'll see how productive
you are. You guys tell me what you think. And here, RJ's our basketball guy here. Are the Suns now a contender for the title?
I think that completely depends on, I think, health. I mean, are you now going to...
Let's say they're healthy.
If they're healthy, I mean, right now they're the 5th seed. I don't have them ahead of Denver just because Denver has better chemistry. I don't have them over Memphis yet, even though Memphis is struggling. But I will say they're probably the 3rd team in the West right now, without a doubt.
Wait, Kevin Durant?
I think Durant's going to really like Chris Paul.
I do, too.
I think Chris Paul's the kind of guy who's got a serious.
He's going to make sure that Kevin Durant gets the ball where he wants.
Yes. I think he's going to love playing with. He's played with Russell Westbrook. He's played with Harden and Kyrie. I think he is going to love playing with. He played with Steph. Now, Steph, and I'm sure he liked his time with the Warriors, but Steph's a lead guard. Chris Paul is one of the only true ones remaining, old school ones. And that guy knows where his bread is buttered. He's going to get the ball to
I can't
Durant.
Believe DeAndre
Durant's going to love
I
it.
I can't believe Ayton was a part of this. There's been a lot of Ayton problems on that bench. And I thought for sure if the Suns were going to be part of this, that Ayton was going to be part of it.
But I think Ayton, when he's right, gives them a good chance. That's a big – I think Ayton – see, when he 2 years ago, Ayton was so important. Ayton, CP3, and Kevin Durant together, I think the Suns have a legit chance.
No, I do too. I really think that this is a team that's going to. I listen. Denver's Denver. Denver always falls apart in the postseason. Always, always, always. I mean, I know that they're this year the West is down, but this brings the West back up. Kevin Durant to the Suns to me puts them in the NBA Finals. I think this team will definitely take care of business against Denver or
Memphis.
So? Yep. I do. I think Kevin Durant, a healthy Kevin Durant, with Devin Booker and Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton. They got rid of Jay Crowder, who was a problem on that team. I know Cam Johnson is a loss, and obviously Mikal Bridges is a loss as well. But I think this is the team to beat now. The West isn't that good. It's just not that good. Mm-mm. And Denver, we know Denver. What do we? Denver does the same thing every year.
Do you give? I just don't consider Dallas a legitimate threat. I think they're kind of like Portland has been all these years, where they look like they're dangerous, and some years they're in the top four, and you know they look like they've got a chance. Then Portland just fizzles out. You look at Dallas, yeah, Kyrie's talented, Luka's an MVP, legitimate MVP candidate, but when you look at who they are, what they do defensively. I just don't think Dallas is a team to me that I think they'll look more dangerous on paper than they'll be in the
playoffs.
What
about a long series with Durant versus Kyrie? How would that be? How's that going to be? That'll be a fun if those two hook up in the postseason. That'll be a fun series.
I don't think anyone's going to talk like you don't think it'll be where they say nasty things about each other.
I think it'll be where there's some bad blood there. There's going to be some bad blood.
There's some bad blood, but I think Durant would have to say something. And I don't know if he'd say anything publicly.
I don't know about saying stuff. I'm talking about being on the court doing stuff. I think it'll be interesting to see those two going at it.
Yeah, but Kevin Durant couldn't post up my daughter. She could get up under him and root him out of the post. He's not strong enough. So I don't think they'll even see each other. I think they'll be near each other.
Well, I mean, he might watch him on the perimeter. He might be out there. You don't know.
But Kevin doesn't really want. He likes Twitter smoke more than in-game smoke.
That's a great player that you're talking about right there.
No, I know. Okay. He's a great player. I remember when Patrick Beverley, it was like his worst nightmare to see Beverley on him. Now, he could shoot over him whenever he wanted to, but like he didn't like when Pat Beverley was all up under his. Well, Pat Beverley's a dirty player. I'll say it.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't like saying it when he was a Rocket, but
dirtier Pat Beverley's player. Dirty player. He or Dylan Brooks?
Dylan Brooks is a chode. I thought that it was like, is it him or Bruce Bowen? He's in the Bruce Bowen mode. Dylan Brooks is that irritant, like, a-hole trying to. Like, Bruce Bowen would slip his foot under your foot when you jumped up for a shot.
I love
like,
that.
That's legitimate dirty.
No, I love that.
Now, what about Kyrie Irving? Now, you guys were talking a little bit about Kyrie, but Kyrie last night said that he was happy that Kevin Durant got out of there.
Well, that's great, except he facilitated the whole thing. Well, he and James and...
Well, maybe, who knows, maybe Kevin Durant's happy. Because remember, before the season, he wanted out.
Yeah.
So maybe Kevin Durant thought, this is good that Kyrie's gone.
No, thank you, Kyrie.
Because now they have no reason to keep
him. Yeah, but that was supposed to be, the three of them getting together was supposed to be this big, it was supposed to
You have a
be
guy
a
with a burner account, the most disruptive force in basketball over the last couple decades in Kyrie. And then you've got James Harden, the guy who, you know, likes basketball, but loves off the court.
Right. No, he loves stuff. He loves doing stuff.
I mean, you know, I don't like the Rockets. You think the Rockets pick got better with Mikal Bridges and Johnson?
Yeah.
And you think they got better with you think our pick got better with Durant out of there?
Next year's
even
pick is
going
to be good. This year's the swap pick, which you're not swapping.
Yeah, swapping.
Next year's going to be a good pick.
It'll be a lottery pick.
Yeah, you're not going to swap it.
Probably a lottery pick. I mean, you're getting Suns first too. That's not going to be great.
No. You're going to get it
on paper.
Can't wait to get more picks here.
Well, Chris Paul's not going to be there for the entire duration.
You know, and hopefully it's the fourth overall pick for the Rockets this year because that'll be just perfect. So, they need more. Nothing like more picks for the Rockets because they're just so – they're working out so well.
Get some new players. I'll say Jalen Green played well yesterday. Now, I didn't love his shot. He just took a very just me shot. He was having a great game, scored over four at 41, but went down on a baseline. Didn't pass it to anyone, just took a fadeaway, missed it. I didn't love that, but in general, he played well. The Rockets played well in general and still found a way to give up 130 and lose.
Yeah. I mean, somebody's got to score on a bad team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Although he was 14 for 22.
No, he had a good game.
6-9 from three. Really good
game. No, he had a really good game.
You know, very efficient game. Very, very efficient. Not only efficient, really good game. But the four turnovers, obviously, which is two assists, that's not great. How about Şengün with 11 assists? and four turnovers. That's not too bad. Plus, he was 7-11 from the field. Şengün, go put, please, work the ball through Şengün, please. How does Kendrick Perkins pronounce it? Is it Şengün? How or Şengün or?
Well, let's hear.
Tonight's coast-to-coast coverage brought to you by T-Mobile. Rockets hosting the Kings. Coach Silas called his team out early in the first. Jabari Smith with the block on Keegan Murray. So go. Oh.
I still, to this day, the most unlikely guy to ever be on full-time coverages in sports is Kendrick Perkins. Like,
that's really
he's
brutal.
One of them. The next one would be probably Joey Bosa. You know, I cannot imagine a Bosa brother being a full. Maybe Nick. I don't really know. I haven't heard Nick talk that much. But Kendrick Perkins as a full-time commentator on everything on ESPN is like unbelievable.
See,
to
I want
to
hear him. How did he say? And then he just stopped. He's like,
and it's
I
just
got
total
no,
silence.
I got no idea. Now, listen, I've done highlights before. And I've done this, not as bad
pass
as
it to
and
man.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah,
but I've been bad before. This is pretty bad.
Tonight's coast-to-coast coverage brought to you by T-Mobile. Rockets hosting the Kings. Coach Silas called his team out early in the first. Jabari Smith with the block on Keegan Murray. So go. Oh.
Leave it, leave it.
For me.
Leave it. Oh.
What?
There's wanted to hear
else.
How he picked it back up.
Oh, no, there's not. He cut
is
it.
That's it.
For me, it's not in the Şengün. It's when he goes, it's the second attempt where he goes, it's the second
okay,
one for
listen,
me.
That's hard. It's hard. When it's not your, it was. It
do
was,
you have that one, too? Oh, here. Let's listen to more, Kendrick. Let's listen to more Big Perk. What's up, Big Perk?
Thompson, Steph Curry, two of the best to ever do it. When you look at Moses Moody, what he did in college.
Wait a minute.
How?
You did that over and over again. You
that,
put
there's
that,
no way that was that, the
wait
actual
a minute.
Broadcast.
You're going to bring it
hold
up.
Hold on. Wait. RJ, be honest. Did you get this did from you, a site that did that on purpose?
Did you edit that?
Is
did
that,
they edit it?
Here, get on the mic. Because I don't think any of us believe you.
No.
Who edited
right.
that?
Go ahead.
A real human would not do that.
All right, wait. We're gonna, when we come back, we'll bring it back. When we come back right here at 7:15 ESPN.
Roger wants to talk NBA trade, so I'm imagining
97.5 and 92.5.
I don't know. It may be about if the Rockets do something before the trade deadline, or it may
all right, we'll get that in on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about the Golden Nugget, and look at the Golden Nugget is just the
that's
best
some
place
odds changed on Western Conference Finals now.
Oh, I bet it did. Absolutely. And if you'd have had the Suns beforehand, you'd have had a lot better odds than you're going to get today. So you got to look forward to these kind of things. You got to not that you could see a trade coming, but once there was some smoke about Kevin Durant going to, you can make those bets. You know where you can make those bets? At Louisiana's largest sports book. 12,000 square feet of premier sports betting, 3,200 square feet of LED screens. This is it's unbelievable. It's just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. I love the Golden Nugget because it's Vegas right here, just 2 hours and 15 minutes away. Hell, in the air, it's going to take you longer than 2 hours and 15 minutes. Then you got to go to the airport before an hour and a half beforehand. You got to leave your house 2 hours before, whatever it is. And then when you get there, you got to wait for your luggage. You got to go to the hotel. Are you kidding me? You could already be playing, sitting down. You could already be by the pool. You could be on the golf course. You could all of these things in Lake Charles when you're wasting all of your money. And you just got a two-hour ride down the road. I love it, love it, love it. You'll love it, too. 1,100 rooms, 18-hole championship course, 12 restaurants, Blue Martini Nightclub, all at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Make your reservations. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
All right, time to talk about your hair. My hair. Okay, I woke up this morning and went, man, it's all over the place. And you know what I love about that? It's actually hair all over the place. Now you got it. I got to brush it now? Yeah. Before, I didn't have to brush it. All I did was, okay, who cares? It's a bunch of holes in my head. Who cares about it? No one. Everybody laughs at it. Not anymore. Nobody's laughing at this hair now. All you need to do is go to 975hair.com and find out how you can get hair. I love it. You'll love it. It's spectacular. Doc Glenville has the best way to do it. The neo grafting. And if you haven't, if you've tried the other one where they cut and they, oh, It's the worst. So they don't cut you, so the nerve endings on your hair are not going to kill you, and that's what happens with the neografting. So if you're looking for a great way to get hair, you're sick of being bald, all you have to do is go to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, two of the best to ever do it. When you look at Moses Moody, what he did in college for us, him being a...
That's brutal. It's just brutal.
It sounds like it was edited for sure.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
Moody.
That was the NBA Moody, draft. Moody. Yeah. No, that was real.
I just don't know how Perk has like a full-time gig. It's crazy to me.
That is nuts.
Like, people like him, but it's just he struggles with broadcast stuff.
No, well, like,
on a broadcast.
Like speaking. Yeah, with that whole speaking thing.
And they put him on, him and Ryan Clark, they should just call ESPN Stephen A. Smith and Ryan Clark's television station. And Dan Orlovsky, for that matter. He's on everything, too. And Perk. Those, and not Legler as much, with occasional cut-ins by Adrian Wojnarowski and Adam Schefter.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's Stephen A's station. There's no question
about
it.
For the most part, yeah.
There's no question about
that.
With
heavy doses of Ryan Clark on every show.
So what did you think about the Lakers deal, Laker fan?
I actually like the deal.
D'Angelo Russell back in your locker room taping everybody?
Yeah, but I think he's been playing well as of late for Minnesota. I did like the fact that you're also getting Malik Beasley, who's one of the better shooters in the NBA. You also get Jared Vanderbilt, who I think is a building piece, and I think Utah believed that he was a building piece. But listen, now if you're Utah, you have 15 first-round picks through 2029. So I don't know if they're going to start flopping those picks and shipping those out or if they keep them like Danny Ainge did in Boston. But, I like the deal. I thought it was only going to be for D'Angelo, but I think the Lakers got more depth, and they also got wing help, and that's something that the Lakers desperately needed. So
you got rid of Russell Westbrook, which is a good thing. Now, the Jazz are not going to – they're going to just buy him out.
They're going to buy him out. There's been three teams
Okay, what teams want Russell Westbrook on their team?
The Clippers have been mentioned.
So the Clippers were mentioned, the Bulls were mentioned, and the Miami Heat.
He's literally bad luck.
He's the worst. Why would you
win
want
with Russell
that?
Westbrook?
Now, I mean, he's made $47 million this year. You don't have to pay him that. But,
no,
I mean, what would
out.
You – honestly.
I don't want him on my team.
I don't care about the money. Yeah, no.
I don't care. I'm superstitious. I don't – you know what? Our society is superstitious. When's the last time you stayed in a hotel with a 13th floor?
I lived on the 13th floor in a building. When? It doesn't bother me.
Where?
Well, in Montrose, when we lived at the high-rise.
Did you see a 13?
It was 1313, our apartment.
Did you see – how long did you live there?
About three or four years.
And what kind of bad stuff happened there?
Nothing bad. Everything was great. It was unbelievable.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Why didn't you stay there?
Because my wife wanted to move. There were a couple of reasons. Nothing
somebody
to do
dropped
with
turds
luck.
In your front, like in your little
There was
room?
No black cats. Nothing happened. I didn't fall off a ladder.
Did you?
Okay, what's your address?
Did you?
Because it's
got
to have a 13 in it.
Doesn't have a 13 in it.
It doesn't?
Why would it?
Because you fall off ladders there.
No.
Because you hurt yourself everywhere you go.
I'm trying to think if anything is...
Your pipes burst?
No. My pipes didn't burst. Did you notice the 13th floor at the Golden Nugget?
I didn't. Did it
there
one?
Is not a
no,
13th
there isn't
floor.
One, right. Okay.
There's not one in a Marriott either.
Yeah.
Did you ever notice the 13th aisle, the aisle number 13 in a plane?
Go ahead and
look next time. There's no 13th aisle. It goes 12, 14, 15, 16, 17. They skip 13. If you are a superstitious person, you cannot have Russell Westbrook on your team. As soon as KD left, he just was chock full of losses.
Yeah.
His teams couldn't win.
No, no, no. Well, I don't think he's bad luck. I think he's a bad basketball player.
I think it's both. I think he's a human jinx.
I don't think
some guys just are. Remember, what about the guy that got put in the bathroom because he was bad luck? Johnny,
Spider?
No. In the other one with Chaz Palminteri.
Yeah.
In this, not this boy's life, but the other one where he goes, Johnny Coffee Cake. Can you remember his face looks so bad? They call him Johnny Coffee Cake, whatever. And they said he was bad luck. Put him in the bathroom when a kid was shooting, when Colangelo was shooting dice and he was really hot and he saw that guy down there, the jinx, the mush, and he's like, get him out of here. I can't have Colangelo, I can't have the kid looking at his face when he's throwing dice. So they put him in a bathroom. That's disrespectful. Why you put me in the bathroom?
Yeah. Well,
that's the same guy.
When you're shooting Russell dice, Westbrook's everything is. And when you're shooting dice. But on a basketball team, it's how bad do you shoot the basketball, and that's Russell Westbrook. He's terrible at
that. He craps. He's the human craps.
How about this for an interesting stat? So I saw this last night. So Russell Westbrook signed a 5-year, $205 million extension with the Thunder in 2017. Back then, it was the largest contract in NBA history. Here's the last 5 years of that deal. He played for the Thunder the first year, traded to Houston, traded to Washington, traded to the Lakers, now traded to the Jazz.
Because nobody wants him. He's terrible at this thing we call basketball.
Nobody wants him.
Nobody wants him. It's not bad luck. It's bad basketball.
It's both. They don't have to be mutually exclusive.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful. All right, enough basketball. We got a lot of football to talk here. We got a Super Bowl coming up.
Okay? We got Jalen Hurts' dad's going to join us at 9:30.
How about that?
Shout out to the coach who sent the phone number to my brother.
That was nice.
And allowed me to get in contact with Avrion Hurts from Channel View. We're going to talk to him, the coach, about his son, and just about some football, about ball.
Absolutely. We'll do that, and we got more on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about making the call, Morley Law. Make the call, Morley Law. 713-839-9955. 713-839-9955. The Morley Law Firm is just the best. It's awesome with its experience. When you go to their website, I'm going to go to their website right now. It is unbelievable the different services that they have at the Morley Law Firm. Criminal defense. And there's a lot of bad crimes out. If you drugs, DWI, assault, prostitution, sex crimes, theft, fraud. Listen, in this country, everybody deserves a defense, okay? You're innocent until proven guilty. If you're accused of any of these things, it's awful for you, and you could face serious time. Well, get a law firm that has experience in all of these things. It doesn't matter what it is. Personal injury, auto accidents, 18-wheeler, wrongful death, medical malpractice, asbestos, DTPA, the Jones Act, all of these things. You need a lawyer, people. And then, of course, if you have any kind of an accident, a motorcycle accident, industrial accident, cruise line, boating, labor, whatever it is, immigration, say habla español, you need a lawyer, you got all of that at the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955 or MorleyLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Warrior sound!
Real. Fun. Sports.
So QC Kinetics is a company who, what they do is they use all natural biological therapies to help your injury. You know, the body is great at helping you recover. It's an amazing thing that it can really help you recover. There are things that modern medicine can do to make the recovery faster, but all natural biological therapies, what they do is they take the body's healing power and then they basically, it's like they supercharge it. And they'll explain the process to you. They put your body's healing process, they supercharge it, they put it back into the joint. And what happens is your body begins to regenerate and restore tissue at a much faster rate. And so what happens is that damaged tissue, which is what's causing your chronic pain, it begins to subside and subside very, very quickly. You're going to notice a difference in your pain, in your chronic pain, because the damaged tissue is repaired and in some cases restored and regenerated. And so that's something that really makes a huge difference for people with knee, shoulder, back, hip injuries. It can be a huge game changer for you and can really help with your ability to be active this spring. So don't wait. Don't wait for another 3 or 4 months like Lance has been talking about it. Do it right now. 713-913-5285. There's 3 locations in Houston, so there's no excuse not to get in and have them take a look at what's going on. 713-913-5285. That's QCKinetics.com.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on the show, John and Lance, 713-780-3776. We got a couple of callers on the line. Let's get them in here. Roger is up first. Hey, Roger.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I'm kind of worried about the Rockets draft selection now because I got a couple of things. I want to know how hot is Rafael Stone's seat if he fails to get rid of Eric Gordon this time, and how far down do you think the Nets are going to slide in regards to the trade from last night? And I'll hang up and listen, guys.
Here's the problem is that Kevin Durant was injured a lot. So, I mean, if these guys are healthy, they actually, I'm not sure that yeah. they're going to be a better team.
Although Kevin Durant and Kyrie, like, they were winning. They started winning.
Yeah.
So,
and they were still. Yeah,
yeah. They're probably less injured than Kevin Durant will be. They'll be playing more than KD over the last 2 years, probably.
Yes.
Or 3 years, I guess. But
they're not as. I mean, KD is a huge difference maker. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mikal Bridges is good. Listen, they might have a lot better chemistry. Now that all this crap is gone, mm-hmm. they might have. You lost. You still got Ben Simmons, which is a problem. But. You might have a lot better
Ben Simmons, last man standing.
Yeah, how about that? He ended up, who wasn't even originally on this deal.
I mean, this is why I can't respect LeBron James and what he does, because he's played against a bunch of plumbers like Ben Simmons. So, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
How played about Ben plumbers. Simmons, who can't even shoot a four-footer?
You do know that Ben Simmons has more fouls than made field goals this year, right? He's got more total fouls than made field goals.
The number one overall pick?
Yeah, and there was a time where he's a plumber now, and there's a time that he was actually a good player.
Did you see his new girlfriend, though?
And I don't want to hire Ben Simmons. I want to hire Aqueduct. I do not want Ben Simmons Plumbing Company. No chance.
But did you see Ben Simmons' new girl?
I'm sure she's hot. Is she a gamer?
Yeah.
She's probably a gamer.
She's a model or an influencer.
She's an influencer with an emoji.
I know. He was on the back of the New York Post in page 6 or whatever. They were going to a club. It was great.
Does she have her own NFTs?
I don't know.
These are the things I care about.
Well,
I'm into drip now. I am into vibes. Yeah.
So drip is now vibes?
Well, drip can be part of it. It could be an entire vibe. Do you know that things can be a vibe? So the Rockets, like, right now I'm not really into wins so much as vibes.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Rocket fan. So, like, last night was an entire vibe. When Jaylen got to 41, that was a vibe.
Absolutely.
That was its own vibe. And so you lost. Yeah, big deal. You know, you found a way to lose that mathematically was almost impossible. But the vibes at the end of that game and really throughout most of the game were amazing. So it was kind of a win-win. You know, yeah, you lose a game that you shouldn't lose. But people have been telling me they're losing on purpose because they're tanking. Like, so yesterday, that was just they just threw the game.
Yep.
It was Şengün and Eric Gordon ganging up to lose the game. They can win anytime they want, obviously. Anytime they want. They proved it yesterday. Anytime we want, we can win, but we're tanking.
Anytime. Listen, this is how we can lose this one for us, okay?
Yeah. So I've been told
the plan is going
I've been told anytime they want to win, they're just tanking. Everything's fine. They're tanking. I mean, if they wanted to win, they could obviously win and get into the playoffs, but that's not what the plan is.
Ray wants to get in here and talk
about. Also, I was told that you were wrong that Tillman at the beginning of the year was in on them not trying to win. Like he wanted them
that's
not to
incorrect.
Win.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect.
How would you know?
Because I was with Tillman, and he was pissed when they lost. pissed.
He acted like he is pissed. But
you think Tillman's a good actor? Somebody,
yes, on Twitter they told me that he is. It's part of the. It's part of a, it was a discussion that was had. No.
Tillman was pissed. So Tillman ain't in. I know Twitter told you. So let's get Ray in here. Hey, Ray.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's going on?
How are you doing, Ray?
All right. Just want to chime in on the Westbrook thing. We all know he's flawed as a player. Many years he's been in the league. But let's not act like he wasn't a boost off of that Lakers bench on 14 that you weren't getting nothing from the guard position.
He's a sixth man of the year. By the way, he's a favorite to win sixth man of the year. He's the favorite. Odds on favorite. He was good off the bench. That's true.
And, I mean, on a night where LeBron sets the scoring record, you get nothing from Anthony Davis. I mean, besides LeBron, Westbrook's the only other guy to show some heart out there that night. So, I mean, we all know he's flawed. We know who he is. He is who he is. But let's not just go in on him. We know everybody likes him. But all I wanted. Y'all go.
You're probably right, Ray. Well, here's the thing. Russell Westbrook, can you ever accuse him of not playing hard?
No.
You can never accuse
never.
Him of that.
Never.
Russ Westbrook always plays hard.
And he's there. He's actually available.
He's available. He plays hard. I don't think he's self-aware as a player at all. He doesn't know, like, Russell, you don't do this well, this well, this well. He doesn't care. So I don't think he's self-aware. I do think he does crazy stuff that hurts his team on a regular basis. I would not want to play with Russell Westbrook from a standpoint of trying to be a fluid offense with chemistry, things like that. But everything Ray said is true. He was better off the bench. That's probably a role as you reduce his minutes and you improve his efficiency more than likely. He's one of those guys, and we've seen him. There's certain quarterbacks like, was it Tony Romo? The more passes he had, the less efficient he was. And there are certain quarterbacks you want throwing. The less they throw, the more efficient they are, the better they are.
Mm-hmm.
I think with... you know, sometimes it's the same thing with pitchers. You turn a guy into a reliever, and in one inning, he's really good. But when he was trying to pitch, Octavio Dotel was a good reliever. When you try to start him, the more innings he went, the more wild he got, and he just lost his efficiency. Russell Westbrook is like, you know, a 21-minute guy probably.
Russell Westbrook this year.
He's not been bad. He actually hasn't.
Well, he's 16 points a game. He's shooting under 30% from three. 41% from the field. He's not. Isn't slow down.
What,
this is not good.
Isn't that
none
what
of
he
these
is?
Stats are good?
That's not great. But isn't that what his career numbers are?
He's under. He's just over 2-1 on assists to turnovers.
That's not.
That's bad.
It's not ideal.
No, he's not. Free throw percentage. What do you think his free throw percentage is this year?
Probably in the 60s.
65. He's where is this Russell Westbrook sixth man of the year thing coming from?
But he is. I'm telling you, I saw the odds. He's the favorite sixth man of the year
Then the league is all plumbers, and LeBron isn't even in the top 10 best players.
It's plumbing. You know who would shoot 40?
If this is your sixth man of the year?
Is there a plumber somewhere that could shoot 30% from three?
Probably.
I know. If you're going to say Jordan played against plumbers, that's some plumbing numbers.
Okay, let's see. Sixth man, 2023, sixth man of the year odds. Let me take a look here. Sixth man of the year, Russell Westbrook, -205.
I looked at
Malcolm
Brogdon,
Tyrese Maxey, Jordan Poole,
where's
Norman Powell. All of you guys suck if Russell Westbrook is the odds-on favorite.
He is.
All of you guys suck.
He's the fair. I think it's because of the stats. It's not because of efficiency. This isn't enough. The efficiency of it all is not good.
16 points and his stats?
And a losing team.
And a terrible team. I mean, what?
Yeah.
This is what the NBA, is what the sixth man. It used to be Kevin McHale was your sixth man of the year.
Plumbing. There's so much plumbing going on right now.
My God. That is awful. That is just awful. He is. He's the favorite. That is just amazing.
Yeah, I know. I was waiting for you to look it up.
I mean.
For you to be shocked. Because I'm shocked that his numbers are that inefficient. I shouldn't be because that's who he. This is who Russell Westbrook is. He's not a score. But what he does is, like, he rebounds, which is not a. That's an effort. That's an effort number. He'll get steals. That's an effort number. I'm sorry. I feel bad, but I just feel like he's a jinx. Look at the teams he got when he couldn't win. Teams don't win when they have him. It's just a It's a mathematic fact.
Well, they did. Thunder did, and something happened.
No, I'll tell you what happened. Kevin Durant left.
Yeah, right.
That's what happened.
He's playing with LeBron James. That's not good enough. I mean,
two straight seasons where they're not going to.
He played with James Harden. He played with Kevin Durant. He played with LeBron James.
Bradley Beal,
a really good player, and they suck.
But you know, it's because he's being relied. He is a sixth man. You got to limit his time because he isn't an efficient player.
You think
he's a player that belongs in the 2000s?
I think. I don't know if he still is. I don't know if he still is, but he's with 1,000 3-point attempts, the worst 3-point shooter ever in NBA history.
We were trying to get out of bashing, and it just got worse because you looked at his stats.
Well, I don't want. I mean, I believe it was Ray that called or whatever. I wanted to believe, but. I know with my human eyes, I watch Russell Westbrook kind of go. Now, I will say this. He does always play hard. He always plays hard. And that is commendable in today's. But he's not a millennial, is he? Is he a millennial? Yeah, he's a millennial.
But Russell's just, I don't count Russell as any of that stuff. Russell is I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
He's a tough guy. I actually have a lot of respect for Russell. Russell Westbrook's not a crybaby.
Nope.
Russell Westbrook, now he doesn't like when people say things in the stands.
No.
He is a little sensitive to people saying things. And some of the things
when you ask him about his shooting, how'd you shoot?
Try somebody calling him Westbrook and see how he likes
don't
that.
Don't do that.
See how he likes that. No, I know. I shouldn't have even said that. Try saying Westbrook and watch how upset he gets. So I guess he is a little sensitive to some criticism.
Yeah.
Actually, that I think about it. He doesn't even
He'll
like that
He'll go after
name,
you in the
Which
stands.
Is honestly the most, like, what? Dude, you're one of the worst shooters in the history of the league. You can't get mad if somebody calls you Westbrook. It's right there on a tee. You have to just take that one. That one's one you can't get upset about.
No.
You honestly can't get upset if somebody calls you Westbrook. That's not.
Oh, I'm watching Wembanyama's highlights right now.
He is a praying mantis.
Oh, gosh, let's go. Let's get him. Keep losing those. When you're up by one with 2 seconds left, keep on losing those games. Team, nice job last night. Nice job. Do not take after the Texans and go and win stupid games that nobody cares about at the end of the season. Just keep your plan. Keep going. Keep doing what you're doing because you're doing a great job right now.
Boy, I'll tell you what now.
I mean, if you lose a game, they're going to go at the end of the year and go, thank God they lost that game. Congratulations, team. Way to go.
I like what I'm seeing right now, guys.
You know what I like? I don't like seeing your enlarged prostate. I just don't. That's not something I
don't
want to
see that.
No.
Especially if you're just saying, hey, can you look at this real quick? Get it back here.
That's not how they look at it, Lance. They don't lift up their leg. That's not something they do. Dr. Manavis does not do that. You know what she does? She takes an x-ray. She takes an MRI. She makes sure you don't have cancer. If you're getting up in the middle of the night a bunch of times, if you can't start and stop, all of this points, especially if you're a little bit older, all of this points to a possible enlarged prostate. And if you have an enlarged prostate, it could lead to bladder problems, kidney problems, urinary tract infections. It could lead to a lot of bad stuff, and you don't want that. And it cannot be easier for you to get rid of this enlarged prostate. And if your ED is created because of you have an enlarged prostate, well, Doc Manavis says 100% of her patients that she has worked with, their ED is gone because of that. So if you're looking for a great way, if you've got the only way, period, do not get surgery. If you don't have cancer and you have an enlarged prostate, Doc Manavis is the only person to see. She's unbelievable. All of these is an IV. You get an IV for about 45 minutes, and you sit around for a half hour, and you're done, and it's perfect. All you got to do is go to 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Guys, I want to tell you about that. You know, that big game is here. It's on the way. And guess what today is? Thursday. Guess what happens at 9 o'clock? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Today at 9 o'clock, you can get higher or lower with Jalen Hurts at 0.5 total yards. 0.5 total yards. Now, what does that mean for you? Well, here's what it means for you. If you are in the doing the pick'ems, if you're building out one of your pick'ems, this is the great thing because you are going to be able to take higher than 0.5 total yards. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that's my play. Higher than 0.5 total yards. And you are going to tie it up with one more higher or lower, one more, you know, pick on the statistics if a player is going to go higher or lower. And then you've got a chance. It's a $20 max entry to win. And let's face it, you just have to pick one winner. They're already giving you higher than 0.5 total yards for Jalen Hurts. So this is, and they do this all the time, by the way. There's other ones. I've got another one that's available to me for the regular players as well. So this gives you a chance to go higher. That's where you're going to come in with a W on that one, and you just have one more. Now, I'm going to start giving out some of my picks for the hires and lowers tomorrow, but I'm just telling you right now, you make one more pick, and you are going to win three times your original $20 play. That is a layup if you know your football. This is the big game, and it's a chance for you to get involved with multiple highs and lows. They can pay as much as 20 to 1 when you pick five winners on the highs and lows together on one build out of your pick'em contest. So, and don't forget your daily fantasy. Oh, they've got that too. There's so much more. Make sure you download the app and then use promo code Lance on your first deposit. They are going to match up to $100. Must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
I gave you fair warning, beware.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, it's 747 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So Roger Goodell meets the media every year at the Super Bowl. And we'll get our, coming up today or tomorrow, we'll get our Hall of Fame votes, right? That the Hall of Fame, that's where the Hall of Fame guys meet and they do all their
voting. Yeah, the awards are tonight.
Is that tonight?
Awards are tonight.
Okay, and then Hall of Fame voting, John McClain and all the boys sit around and they vote on the guys, right?
Yeah.
They present their guys.
No, maybe not McClain. Well, yeah, he didn't have to be a sports writer now, does he? Is he still on?
I would imagine they're going
to he's gallery emeritus. Sports, but
he's John McClain, Hall of Fame voter emeritus.
I would hope.
I mean, they should name the Hall of Fame vote after him.
The McClain Award?
The McClain Award, yeah. You're going to go to the Hall of Fame, courtesy of John McClain. Roger Goodell met the media. Asked about the refereeing this year. Roger Goodell's response.
Well, I would disagree with several of the points you're making in there. So, yes, we listen to all the voices. Let's just start with that point. But we like to go to the facts, ultimately. So just to take your point, are we losing people from the field to the booth? There are some that never even officiated on the NFL field. And so we didn't lose anyone. May have lost them from our office, but we didn't lose them from officiating on the field. Others are taking on that responsibility at the end of their careers. So I do not think that's a factor at all. Zero. I think for us, when you look at officiating, I don't think it's ever been better in the league. There are over 42,000 plays in a season. Multiple infractions could occur on any play. Take that out and extrapolate that. That's hundreds, if not millions, of potential fouls. And our officials do an extraordinary job of getting those. Are there mistakes in the context of that? Yes. They are not perfect, and officiating never will. But we've also had, obviously, replay and other aspects that help us address those issues to make sure they're not something that we can't correct on the field. Communications between our office, that is not the case. In the championship game, that was stopped appropriately because the clock was running by an official on the field. That happens frequently in our game. That's not an unusual thing to have that happen. So, again, we want to go back and look at the facts. We may not disagree. We may not agree with every TV announcer or every officiating expert, but we think our officials are doing a great job. But we're always going to look through our competition committee and everything else we have, how we improve our officiating.
Okay. Agree or disagree? Best it's ever been?
No, I don't agree.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the percentage of correct calls and incorrect calls versus before.
Well, and that's the thing is he was he was pretty adamant that for him to be that adamant, the first thing I thought is he's got some statistics behind behind him in terms of correct calls, incorrect calls. I just know that the incorrect ones really stood out this year, especially at the end of the year, and especially in a game on the last week when there were playoff implications and you had in that Seattle game versus the Rams, there was just atrocious calls for that went against the Rams that would have had an impact on the Lions potentially making the playoffs. That was a very, like they called it the worst officiated game of the season. So I don't know. Maybe it's just when they're badly officiated, we hear about it a lot in the news cycles, but it doesn't feel like officiating is in some kind of great shape. I'm not somebody who pays. There are some people, especially in the media or on social media, whose accounts are nothing but complaining about any brand of umpiring, officiating. That's what they're. Yeah, it's who they are as a person.
Right.
It's their identity. I've never been that guy, and I never will be that guy. But when I notice there's things that if you start having impacts on games because of clear missed calls, that's a problem to me. And I've noticed some that have been popping up in the NFL that would give me cause for concern.
The roughing the quarterback call.
Man.
I think they're going to – there was some smoke about actually being able to review that.
Who was it when he was just thrown?
Tom Brady was thrown down.
That should have never been a call. Yeah. How do you call that?
Yeah. I mean, did you see the way Chris Jones sacked Joe Burrow?
That was the one.
No. The other day in the game.
Well, it wasn't called.
There was no call. Well, there was no call because it was. Did you see how he did it?
Huh.
He grabbed him from behind, and he just set him down very nicely, and then walked away. It was like, you would set your baby down as soft as he set Joe Burrow down, which is how
But he's Joe Burrow's got baby face. Yeah.
He's got baby face.
I don't think he can grow facial hair.
And, yeah, I just feel like
Joe Burrow with the beard or a mustache wouldn't look right.
No.
That would be awful.
It looks like Paul Gallant without one now. It doesn't look right.
Yeah. Paul Gallant with a mustache looks right.
That's right. Yeah. And you know, grizzle. Yeah. Yeah. But Paul Gallant shaved.
I can't grow that. Paul Gallant's got the Ken Caminiti, like, it takes a day, and they, whoa, oh boy.
Yeah.
We're coming in hot.
Yeah. I don't like to talk about Paul Gallant's hair a lot, but yeah.
I'm more of a Bill Cowher splotchy. Like, I couldn't just get a Luke Musgrave. The one thing that almost hurt his draft grade is when he took his helmet off at Mobile, the tight end from Oregon State.
You gave points off?
He has a wispy mustache that's like, it's something like a 23-year-old would have. I guess he's actually, now I think about it, he's 22. So I guess he does have a 22-year-old mustache, but I just want to say, listen, don't do that until you get into the league, and then you can be like a free spirit or whatever.
Right.
Don't go into the draft process with a bad mustache.
No, that's bad.
It's just whether it's subconscious or not, people are going to go Michael Mayer and Dalton Kincaid. You cannot have a mustache like this. It's not fully grown in. You cannot do this.
Right. I forget what we were even talking about because you went into
the mustache talk.
No, we weren't talking about
baby
mustaches.
Face. We're doing setting
NFL
people,
officiating.
Setting people down.
We were
soft.
That's right. We were talking about. Do you really think that there were we've seen before were egregious calls that changed the playoffs? Was there any plays that you guys can think of? Now I did see a tweet this morning that said Hendrickson was being held on this play. That was a big play for Kansas City. Clearly being held here and no call. No calls are tougher for me than calls, right? Aren't they? Unless it's a clear interference that you get away with. Unless it's a clear punch to the face by a guy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No calls are a lot tougher. But, you know, hey, officials can make just as many mistakes with not calling stuff as they can making bad calls.
Mm-hmm.
But was there anything really egregious this year?
Well,
other than that Tom Brady thrown down, right?
I thought that was horrible. There were
that changed one game.
There were like five missed calls.
They ended up 8-9. It's not like.
But there were five missed calls in the Rams and Seattle game. It was so bad that the Seattle Seahawks may have won a game that kept the Lions out of the playoffs. That's pretty big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big deal where they called it the worst officiated game of the year. It was terrible. There was another one that the week before that, which was terrible. I'm trying to think of the specifics, but the calls were so bad. No, there were some really, really bad ones at the end of the year. Really bad ones. I do think the protecting quarterbacks, you know, it is such a, like,
well, they're going so over the top.
You're not supposed to talk about this,
yeah.
But if a team knocks out a quarterback, they gain an incredible advantage. So you are going to have players who take their shots on quarterbacks, and it's considered inside the bounds of, you know, if it's a legal hit, it's a legal hit. They want to knock a quarterback out of the game. They absolutely want to. That's why there's concern with small quarterbacks, is because if they run outside of the pocket, teams, players are going to, there are some players who are going to try to knock you out of the game because they got a better chance to win.
Yeah. I think we've established that, RJ, you're pretty good with this music thing, right? So we're going to give you some prop bets on the other side to see, because we can make some money off of you, okay? We will do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. As of right now, I want to talk about HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. I keep hounding y'all, if you have a business and you are growing, if you are doing your own payroll, if you're doing your own taxes, if you're doing your own HR, then you're probably not doing it well. Or if you have a company that's not doing it well, if you're not completely satisfied with said company, then call our guys. I mean, it's early in the year. This is a great time to get in. They come, you know, guys like Plotkin or Robler or Chris, any of these guys that can come to your business and they're going to look at your business. They're going to break it down. They're going to see exactly what you need. They're going to customize a plan that's going to be perfect for you. You are going to love what they do for you. They're charging us less for payroll right now. Oh, really? Because now you got to take their benefits packages and you see how they're gouging you on that? This is a game, people. Okay, so don't fall for that kind of stuff. HRMP does HR. They do payroll, and they're going to do your taxes and make it perfect and help you with your Affordable Care Act. That's what they do. And then you get the choices on the other things that you can save money on. So if you're looking for the best way to go about this payroll thing, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.